What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from patrons Courtney and Michael, who ask, what if Carthuncle led a meditation?
Meditation? I'm afraid I only lead squiditations, and only for fellow cephalopods.
Oh, but Carthuncle, it's the holiday season. Can't you fight it in your heart to...
I know it is the holidays. Listen to the next question, and you'll see what I have done for all of you puny mortals.
Okay, Carthuncle. I will hold on to my objection until we hear the next question from Theo.
Hi, my name is Theo, and I really like trick-or-treating. My question is, what if Carthuncle covered the town in ice cream, but Fred the dog came and licked it all? Bye!
Do you see? I have brought an if-miss present for all. See, I froze a lake and then ate it, along with a bunch of sugar and cream. Then I just had to shake myself around and...
Actually, I kind of like to keep ice cream out of my studio. Yeah, I don't want to stay...
Merry if-miss to all.
This is such a big mess.
Mr. Eric, he appears to be frozen. Well, let's look in on our friends in What If World. They're all buried beneath ice cream, too. Well, I suppose I can lead one single squiditation for you as a holiday treat. So get yourselves ready to be the most mindful creatures in the universe. Close your eyes if you have them. Focus your senses inward. Yes, even your sense of glunth, the ability to perceive puffy clown pants and nearby realities. Only concern yourself with the puffy clown pants within. If closing your eyes is uncomfortable, or you are some creature lacking eyelids, simply find a point in front of you to look upon with a soft gaze. This shall be a gratitude squiditation, because of how grateful all my friends are this holiday season, especially Mr. Eric. He is grateful that I turned a lake into ice cream and then dumped it on him and all of What If World as an if-miss present. And I know you listeners are jealous, but we can be grateful for more than just ice cream. Yes, it sounds impossible, I know, but hold my tentacle, imaginary yet slimy, and I shall guide you. First, let us be thankful for the universe. What did you think I was going to start with, toys? No, to a squidopus, the universe is the biggest, most amazing toy in existence. When my Zaza was a child, all they had to play with was the universe and a stick. So let us appreciate all of it. Vast, empty, beautiful, and quiet. Forever changing and yet eternal. I am grateful for the infinite night sky and the countless lights that reach across it. Speaking of stars, I am thankful for my own, the sun. It mocks me with its thermonuclear might, but challenges me to be greater than I am. Breathe in the sun's warmth. No matter the time of day, it cradles all life like a writhing mass of snuggly tentacles. I am grateful for the astronomically implausible series of events that makes this planet possible. The sun, moon, water, evolution, all working together to create the 8.7 million or so forms of delicious life on what is world. And even though I no longer eat every creature I come across, I am still grateful that they exist. We learn so much from witnessing each other's foolish mistakes. Like when a person trips because they don't have countless tentacles. Breathe in the life on this planet. Yes, even the foolish, slippery vertebrates. For they all serve their purpose in entertaining me, Gathunkle. Breathe in gratitude for ice cream or your favorite frozen treat. Even though I am lactose intolerant, I still love ice cream. The squishy, cold feel of it, and especially ice cream with mix-ins, like jalapenos, wig hair, diamond sprinkles, and of course, a warm drizzle of melted batteries. You mortals should not eat diamonds or batteries, but perhaps one day I shall brew for you my old wig stew, and you will know true gratitude. Breathe in the cold steam off your favorite frozen treat. Let it pass through your squid beak and into your gullet. Use your sense of glunth to glenth the puffy clown pants within the icy treat. Or simply taste it, I suppose. And be grateful for the senses you possess, other than glunth. Picture your favorite mixins and toppings to your favorite food, and the warm, comfortable feeling they give you when you treat yourself. I am grateful for this avalanche of ice cream that has brought such good cheer.
Hey, what's going on?
And muffled screams of delight.
It's so cold.
To my friends buried beneath it.
What? I like ice cream.
And I am grateful for those friends. What friends are you grateful for? I have so many things in common with my friends. A love of comfort, silence, fairness, delicious wigs, learning, growing, and warm constricting hugs that may cause our loved ones to pop. And I am grateful for our differences, for they help me learn about myself and how some people don't like tentacle hugs and wigs too. And that's not only okay, but important, because I cannot be giving hugs and digging wigs out of the garbage all day. Breathe in the love you share with the people in your life. It is eternal as this universe, and warmer than the sun. Well, no, that would melt you. But if the sun could feel love, it would shine twice as bright, eradicating all nearby planets. Oh, no, sorry, I'm still getting the hang of this love thing. And I am grateful for those I love. My nephew Scully, his mother Squidderella. I love my Zaza and Nini too. I have not seen them in eons, but they are still with me. I love my customers at the Kathoffee shop, and the friends I have buried here beneath a mountain of ice cream. Ah, it's like I can hear them singing an Ithmas carol of joy and gratitude. Breathe in your love, and I'm just remembering. Mortals need to breathe, and they can't breathe ice cream. I am grateful for your imagination, and Theo's. For imagination is a thing more powerful even than Kathunkle. And now you imagine Fred the dog stretching out his extra long tongue to lick up all of the ice cream across the town. And I am grateful for apologies and the power of forgiveness. For sometimes we all bury others in our love without hearing their needs. Needs like air and not being frozen. Breathe in all the mistakes you have learned from. And breathe out the person you have become. Wiser, more forgiving, covered in dairy, and chasing your good friend Carthuncle out of town, possibly to thank him for his excellent, if mispresent. Finally, I am thankful for myself, forever changing, imperfect, and beautiful, just like this universe we share. My vastness will never reach every corner, but I am still vast. My life is a journey of understanding, a journey meant to be shared. But right now, this adventure is mine to enjoy alone. For Fred the dog has trapped me in a prison made of frozen ice cream, quite fittingly. And whether your body is a fabulous writhing mass of tentacles, or an endoskeleton wrapped in flimsy skin, be grateful for your body, for it contains your spark and all that you are. It is beautiful and priceless. I am grateful for who I am today, who I was in the past, and who I will be. After I escape this ironically inedible ice cream prison. But no ice cream cage can contain you. Our inner self is limitless. Now, if there is more of your day left, then gently open however many eyes you have, and you may begin glinting with your glunth again. And go out into the world again with gratitude. Or, if this is the end of your day, take this grateful feeling and think of all the other things you are grateful for. Perhaps your good friend Carthuncle, who you can imagine squirming free of his ice cream prison. The end of this squiditation is only the beginning for you. Well, Courtney, Michael, and Theo, thank you for your questions. I hope you have all enjoyed your story.
Fred the dog here to shout out Elston, age 8, who loves Pokemon cards. And his brother Whitland, age 7, who really likes stuffed animals.
And Zizi here to shout out Willow, age 8. Willow is from Manchester, England, and loves me, Fred the dog, and Cleocatra.
Willow plays Gramps in a school play coming up.
And Willow has a real tortoise named Twix, even though Willow has never eaten a Twix before.
Willow has a younger sister named Kara, who turned 6 on the 27th of November. Happy belated birthday!
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you grateful kids at home, who take a little bit of time every day to think about what you are thankful for. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.